Sometimes fighting a metaphorical giant in your life feels a little too real to be just a metaphor. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What are you facing today that you just can't handle on your own? Maybe your parents are going through a divorce, or you're being bullied for something you can't control, or your best friend has turned on you. All these potential giants in your life are like the kids of the big giant, the problem of sin and death in the world. No one can fight that giant and win, but Jesus came to take it on for us. That's the truth behind today's metaphorical story titled Giant by Jacob Marchitel. Dear Mother, Grandfather's stories are true. The giant smells. Now his stories feel like mine. But I suppose that's the purpose of a story, to let you know that you're not alone. It might be the giant's breath or body, but he could smell it a mile away, like rotten meat. Like that time when a mouse died in the wall and we couldn't reach it. The smell of the army masks it, but not much. I can smell the blood on the shields, the body odor from the days of warfare, the dirt churned to mud by our advance. It almost made me forget the giant. Then he would laugh. Guffaw! He'd grab his bouncing stomach and laugh with all his might as we hacked at his toes and ankles, or when others were crushed beneath his naked feet. The prophecy of the scroll is our only hope. I pray it's true, because the army is useless. We leave scratches as he laughs. We are fully incapable of defeating him. We've used all manners of weapons to no avail. Siege engines and catapults, fire and poison. Nothing stops him. And so, slowing him from reaching our village is our goal. We've lost a third of the army so far, but holding him here on the plains of Ardak Droon, even for a few days, should be enough time for you and my sisters to escape to the mountains. Even if I die, knowing you are safe is worth it. Should the scrolls prove true and the chosen one arrives, I will send word. Should his sword be sharp and the stones of his sling fly true, should he stand on his own strength and not that of an army, should the one foretold by those of old lay his sandals upon the sands of Ardak Droon, I am confident that the uselessness of the army will be but kindling to fuel his glory. Embrace my sisters. Tell them the stories of old. Love, your son. Let's talk about this a little more. In 1 Samuel 17, when a 9-foot-tall warrior named Goliath terrorized the Israelite army, David killed him with just a stone and sling. This points to the future promise of the chosen one. All our efforts are useless against the death that awaits us. But God didn't leave us to die alone, weak and afraid of the power of death. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to fight the battle on our behalf. He defeated death by giving up his own life for us on the cross and then rising from the grave, so we could one day be raised to life just as he was. So now, whenever we are afraid, we can look to our King. Not a king who stays hidden in his palace, but a king who gave up his divine privileges, stood on the front line of the war, and defeated death by himself. You can read more about those things in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. In hard times, how can looking to Jesus give us hope? Now, as you and I can read in 2 Timothy 1:10, Christ Jesus, our Savior, broke the power of death. I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 1 Samuel 17 and 2 Timothy 1, 9 through 10 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you miss the beginning of the summer reading program? Well, it's not too late. You'll still have multiple chances to win a journaling Bible, the road trip pack, or the quiet time pack. Head over to unlocked.org/summer to learn more. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why Christians don't have to fear death because Jesus will transform us. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.